news story.
People stared in disbelief.
Exploded in midair.
Cyberbullying.
Eaten alive by giant rats.
Every website, every newscast, every newspaper headline. Bad news is everywhere. Except on the river with Dog and Joe. It's time for Happy News over Sad Music.
Listen to it. It's Friday. Sorry, it's very demonic. It's very sad. Just know the news that follows, we promise, is going to be happy. Here we go, and this time we go to Mississippi. First article. Kaylee Foster was crowned the 2018 Ocean Springs High School Homecoming Queen during pregame festivities last Friday night.
Oh, big day for her.
Once the congratulations and photos were complete, and she looks amazing. She's got the sash on, she's got the bouquet, she's got the dress, very tan, her hair's all done up like a homecoming queen's hair should be, the makeup just to the nines. After all of that stuff concludes, the photos, everything's complete, she returned to the field house. She changed out of her glamorous gown, took off her sash, set down her flowers, and changed into her high school football uniform and joined her teammates on the sideline for the Greyhounds homecoming football game with George County.
Get out of town right now.
Already homecoming queen. She's already got that. The boys are going crazy. They can't wait to get her in the back seat, man. They love this chick, and she is pretty. She's already done that. So she suits up, gets on the helmet, puts on the pads. Goes out and kicks not one, but two field goals in a game that ended regulation tied at 6-6. In overtime, she kicked the game-winning extra point as Ocean Springs beat the Rebels 13-12.
Get out of town. Wins homecoming queen, walks out onto the field, wins the football game.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Tell me that's not awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
What in the world? Yeah. You couldn't write that story any better.
No, she's a cute little girl, too. Or not little anymore. She's going off to college now. But what a fantastic story.
Wow.
Now we go to Iowa. This dude, 93-year-old guy out of Iowa, is making an impact that is so huge on his community because he's doing it in the sweetest way possible. His name's Bob Williams. And what he does is he visits the dollar store near his home every Saturday. When the store offers $5 off of $25 purchases, he uses his coupon to buy Hershey's milk chocolate candy bars. Buy the box full.
Loves them Hershey's, does he?
He doesn't eat them, though. What he does is he buys them to share with friends and strangers, something he's done for the last 10 years. What he says is three bars don't make it past checkout, though, because he's got to eat a couple. He loves them.
Three.
Yep.
Three bars don't make it past checkout. He's gobbling.
He eats three. Two are for store employees. One is for the customer in line behind him.
Aww.
To date, the retired teacher and coach has purchased an estimated 6,000 bars.
Wow.
So now in town, he is known as the Candy Man.
Is it really?
Yeah, really.
What in the world?
And he's done this every Saturday for the last 10 years. He takes his coupon, he goes through, he eats a couple, gives a couple to the people at the store, and then he goes out and he just hands them to people that he wants to be nice to. Maybe they're down on their luck. Maybe it's a kid, you know, a homeless guy. Here's your candy bar. That's why they call him the Candy Man.
I wonder if people in that town that are having a rough day or had a rough week or whatever come out on what day it is, Saturday or Sunday on the weekend, and wait for him or try to be in the area when he comes out to brighten up their day. I guarantee you that guy's well known throughout that little city.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's a cool one, dude.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. This one now, and this one here in Santa Rosa. A woman was living on the streets, pregnant, battling drug addiction. Officer Jesse Whiten, he would check up on her from time to time. He knew she was in a rough way, plus he felt bad because she was pregnant. On one of the meetings last year, back in August, his wife Ashley was with the officer. Months later, the Whitens got a call that would change their lives forever. The homeless woman that they would check up on specifically asked for the officer's wife, Ashley. So they responded. Okay. They're like, what is it you want? The homeless woman, addicted on drugs and alcohol, that was pregnant, asked Ashley, the officer's wife, if they would adopt her unborn child.
Oh, what a position.
It's weird to live in tension of all this joy and heartbreak. This is what Ashley said. She goes, we didn't know what to do.
Wow, what a, oh, wow.
This last week, little Harlow's adoption became official.
The officer, did it?
The officer and his wife adopted this homeless woman who was addicted to drugs. They adopted the baby.
Oh, my God.
Harlow is a baby girl.
She knew or had enough sense about herself to know she wasn't going to straighten it out and sober it up and get control of herself. And she evidently trusted this man.
I think that, well, yeah, the guy was a cop, you know, and the wife.
He's checked up on her for years. He's formed some sort of a friendship and she knows him to be a good person.
I think that she just knew that she would not have an easy time raising this kid. And she knew it was going to be an uphill struggle being on the streets and addicted to drugs. And something clicked with this homeless woman and this officer's wife. She kind of nominated them to be the parents if they wanted to, and they absolutely did. The police officer adopted the child. They had a baby girl that they've adopted. Her name is, what did I say her name was?
Harlow.
Harlow, yeah.
Wow. Tears me up a little bit. That is, A, mm-hmm. Imagine being the woman, the wife on the other end of that phone.
Yeah.
That's a hard one to get a phone call and an ask on.
Yeah, you get a call from a homeless lady. You're like, oh my God, well, what does she want? Does she want money? You know, does she want drugs? What does she want? She's like, no, I don't want any of those things. I want you to be the parents of my unborn child. And they accepted.
Man,
isn't that cool?
That is a really, really good story. I'm glad to hear that.
And think about it. All the cops, all the stuff they see all the time. Let's just think about all the stray animals and all the children. When they go out to a domestic dispute, they wish they could take them home and they wish they could do this. These cops, or this cop and his wife, they did it. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
So there you go.
That's one of the best stories I've ever heard.
Happy news over sad music on a Friday.
And remember, it is happy news, and we hope it happens to you.